It's the 200th episode of Cubs Out Loud. Yay! What are we going to do that's so special? We're just going to hang out and play some Cards Against Humanity on Google Hangouts. Go watch the video on CubsOutLoud.com. But until then, here's the audio. CWOW 200 starts now.
There, we're public. Woo!
We're public. Woo! We're online.
We are going to share stuff.
Public craziness. Comes
out loud, the Bear Kai podcast, Vintage Determined Length, episode number 200. Yay! So, yeah, so very special edition. We're just going to have some fun.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, we're not going to talk about any specific topic or anything like that. We're just going to play a game. Cards Against Humanity. So yeah. I'm calling this Cubs Against Humanity.
Yes.
All right. So before we start, I want to comment on my shirt. Because I just got this shirt. I'm also wearing a jock strap that I just got from the same place, and that is actually the brand spanking new Bear Underground Marketplace. I've got this limited edition for St. Patrick's Day green Bear Underground Paw logo shirt. They've got a whole bunch of different items, including jock straps, as I said. I'm wearing it, but, you know, we're on a video on YouTube, so I can't show it. But I do have it, and I am actually wearing it, I promise you. So
you can take a picture and post it to Bear Underground to the Cubs Out Loud group. Aha.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just haven't done it yet. So we're gonna share this video out, see if we can get some viewers here.
While we're waiting, did anybody besides myself happen to join the Drake Jensen chat on Bear Underground?
No.
I didn't get a chance.
It was nice. It was fun. There was a little technical difficulty once or twice, but it was good to listen to DJ Shane Phoenix talk to Drake and interview him. And they had live chat in BU going on, so Bear Underground members were able to post questions and make comments. It was pretty cool.
Okay.
Can I just say, I really enjoy the groups in Bear Underground.
Yeah, I do too.
There's a couple of them that I'm fond of visiting.
Which have some interesting photographs.
They do. Bondage Lego.
That's kind of cool. I'm like trying to look at the little itty bitty picture.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
All right. Aha. So how many games are we going to play?
One or two. We'll have to see how long they take. I mean, this is the podcast of Indeterminate Length, so it could be a really short show.
We could do best of three.
Well, don't we tell the system how many turns and how many plays or something? I thought there was
how many
one or two things.
Yeah, you play a certain number of rounds to win, and then you can replay.
Yeah.
So, right now I have base, first expansion, second expansion. And I have the points to win is 7.
Okay.
That sound good?
Sounds good to
me.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
So, I think I've spread my love as far as I can go.
I have to
start the game.
Woohoo! I'm the card czar. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Hooray!
So for those people who are not aware of Cards Against Humanity, this game, we have one of the players ends up being the card czar, and he gets this black card, and it has a question on it. Everybody else has a series of cards in their own hand, and they need to answer this question with one of their cards, and and then submit that to the card czar. The card czar then chooses one that he likes best, and that is that person gets a point, whoever's card it gets. First person with 7 points wins.
And we've now wasted 20 seconds of the round.
And Eric. So read
right.
the question.
So, Eric. As the cards are, I will read what the black card is for those that are unable to see it or hear it, I guess. The black card says, "What will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful wizard?" And now Damon, Eric, and Jeff will choose out of the white cards they have provided to them in their hand, which one they think best answers the question.
Art is funny. Are insane. Well,
by best is, you know, which one is...
Which one
you will choose.
Yes.
Okay, and our three answers are anal beads, Axe body spray, and Darth Vader.
Nice.
To me, there's no contest. It's going to have to be Darth Vader.
Good job, Jeff.
Hey,
oh my God.
It's got to be Darth Vader.
So Jeff wins, and he's now the card czar.
All right, so this is an easy one. Blank plus blank equals blank. So this time they have to, each of the players have to choose three, but they also automatically get two extra cards. All right. Now it's supposed to let me view these, isn't it?
Once everybody is selected.
Yeah, you have to wait.
I got three cards.
Well,
that's only probably one person.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good point. I'm sorry. I totally forgot. I even mentioned that before. I forgot to get a soda before my ice cream. All right. So, it looks like exchanging pleasantries plus powerful thighs equals roadhead.
Nice.
And we also have Hamburglar plus public ridicule equals RoboCop. And we have Morgan Freeman's voice plus another shot of morphine, and we get Kanye West. Wow, this is a tough one. I don't know. There's something about Roadhead that I like. Congratulations, Eric.
Eric wins.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ah, I am now the card czar. Before I run for president, I must destroy all evidence of my involvement with blank. Before I run for president, I must destroy all evidence of my involvement with blank. And I am scared of these answers. I truly am scared of these answers. Okay. There's hope. Involvement with hope. A windmill full of corpses.
Oh, that could be really bad.
And not reciprocating oral sex.
That's terrible. Ooh,
that wow. is terrible.
That's awful.
And I would never do that. A windmill
would
full
never
of
reciprocate oral sex.
I would always reciprocate oral sex. Unless. Well, never mind.
Well, you're not a lazy top. Anyways.
I won, right. And Eric is now the card czar.
Yes, I am. And the question is, what did Vin Diesel eat for dinner? That is correct. Vin Diesel, a name nobody has heard in 5 years.
Sure they did. Fast Five wasn't out that long ago.
That was one of his NASCAR movies, right?
I got it. The Faster and the Furious, sir.
Nice.
I always thought they should do that kind of like NASCAR. It should be the Faster and the Furiouser.
I don't have a good answer in this one.
Yeah.
We'll just go with this one.
All right. What did Vin Diesel eat for dinner again is the question, and the answers are flying sex snakes, grandma,
Ooh.
Or free samples. Well, he might be into cougars, but he hasn't worked for a while either, so he might need free samples.
Oh.
Hey, Fast Five was a huge movie.
We'll go with Grandma. He's in Cougar.
Yay!
Oh. I love this one.
Oh, great. I'm the card czar, and I get the card that says, "What's that smell?"
Oh, hell.
Uh-oh.
And our three answers are scrubbing under the folds.
Oh, gross.
Wow. That's nasty. Me, I don't know which one of you submitted that, so I don't know how accurate it is. And last, a can of whoop ass. Okay, it has to go with the most disgusting one. Congratulations, Eric.
Thank you. I think I have a reputation.
No. Nah.
Okay, it's just they saying, make a haiku. How come I got the free ones again?
So,
you
cards,
pick three cards.
Yeah, it tells us to draw two, pick three. So it already drew two, I believe.
Yes.
So now we just are picking three to make a haiku.
I'm sure it doesn't have to be exactly a haiku, but...
Yeah, it doesn't.
So I think a haiku has, like, is it 353 or something
it's
like
575.
That? It's 575.
575? Yeah, but we don't, it doesn't close. Have to be accurate.
Yeah. We're not looking for accuracy.
No.
I mean, if you get it, awesome.
That just makes it even better. But then you had to sit there and go, boom, boom, the... Okay.
All right. So now I need to do my best haiku-y.
Haiku-y voice. Haiku-y! Haiku-y!
So we got a bloody pacifier, clams feeding Rosie O'Donnell.
Ew.
Next we have winking at old people, inappropriate yodeling, and the miracle of childbirth.
That sounds like a PBS special.
I actually think I found my favorite here. Nunchuck moves, mooing, and teaching a robot to love.
Aww.
Aww.
Moo.
Hooray!
That's just my favorite.
Eric won. Nice gloat cam.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't actually show this, so you guys don't get to see the gloat cam.
Oh, God.
It was just kind of awesome. But
it, okay, this is kind of weird because this is my second president card. When I am the president of the United States, I will create the Department of blank. Does Google Hangouts know I'm black?
Well, you are on camera right now.
Yeah, is this an Obama thing? I don't know.
I mean, wait, Damon, you're black?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. If you didn't know now you know. When I am the president of the United States, I will create the Department of Menstruation.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton will head it.
I will create the Department of Doing It in the Butt. And I will create the Department of Guys Who Don't Call.
It's a law enforcement.
This Congress.
Oh shit. Doing it in butt.
Eric wins again.
Oh jeez, Eric's gonna win this game.
Otherwise known as the Department of.
Because here's the standings. We got Eric in the lead with 4, and the rest of us are tied at 1.
Well, I'm not winning this round. Hey. This time the question is step one, step two, step three, profit.
Oh my god.
Where's those anal beads now, bitches?
Not in my cards, that's what.
This could just be...
Crap. This is a very thoughtful question. Everybody really has to think about it.
Oh. We need the Jeopardy song.
What do we got?
Okay, we have step one, Her Royal Highness Queen Elizabeth II. Step two, an asymmetric dream job. Step three, profit. Or step one, Natalie Portman. Step two, Tangled Slinkies. Step three, profit. You guys have boobs on the brain today. Step
two, in the cards.
Rather, yes. Step one, pretty pretty princess dress up board game. Step two, Adderall. Step three, profit. Well, I
it gets difficult because it's like, woohoo!
I could see that making some money.
Very
that's
true.
Actually working.
I'm now the cards are. Let's see. The question is, what's the new fad diet?
Oh,
this should be interesting.
There we go. Got it. Boom.
Ooh, you guys came up with answers pretty quickly. Getting really high, the World of Warcraft, 8 ounces of sweet Mexican black tar heroin.
Mm.
Well, the first and the third are pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
But the third actually is a little more technical, and I think I'm going to have to give it. To Eric again!
Game's almost over. I'm the Karzar now, and I have to say I do not know what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with.
Oh, that's inappropriate.
Well, that's not the right question then.
It's kind of the point of the game, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but still. Crap. I don't even know.
By the way, folks, anybody who's watching, right down below, you can go ahead. Actually, or is it to the right? One of the two ways. You can actually comment on the show. So please comment. I'd like to see your comments. All right. So I don't know with what weapons World War III will be fought with, but World War IV will be fought with scrotum tickling. The Force. Or shapeshifters.
Ooh.
I might actually go with the one that's actually plausible.
Which
I'm gonna
one
have to go with the Force.
Which one is plausible?
I know. I was like, wait, which one's plausible?
Well, I'm sorry, but scrotum tickling? No, that's just going to be too much fun. That's not a weapon.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Well, the Force and I forget what the other one was.
Shapeshifters.
Shapeshifters, right. Like you see, you know, you shift your hand into a sword or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. So the question is, my new favorite porn star is Joey Blank McGee.
This was a fast one, too. Oh, almost.
Alrighty. My new favorite porn star is Joey Friction McGee.
Ooh.
My new favorite porn star is Joey Golden Showers McGee. And my new favorite porn star is Joey Space Muffins McGee.
Space muffins.
Space muffins is. These are actually kind of. This is actually a little hard. Because I could. Well, let's.
Scott, I'll have your time. You know you want my lumps.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Friction.
Yay!
Jeff wins.
All right.
I had lame-ass cards, by the way, for that one. I was really disappointed.
Was yours Space Muffins?
Yes. I will own it.
Okay, the question this round is, what ended my last relationship? And it is not my dog with bronchitis.
Oh, see, this is just bad. Yeah.
Be bad, Damon. You know you
Yeah, are. I'm going to be really, really bad and inappropriate.
Well,
I am going to hell.
What do you think this game is for? I mean, really.
Oh, God.
Okay, what ended my last relationship? Dining out with cardboard cutouts of the cast of Friends.
That would pretty much...
Racially biased SAT questions.
Hey.
Or the Virginia Tech Massacre. I don't remember what the guy looked like who did the Virginia Tech Massacre. So I can't say that. You all know my pin shot for hanging out with cardboard cutouts.
Jeff wins again.
Go, Jeff.
I'm Jeff.
I love it when they make these cards based off of commercial slogans. Blank, good to the last drop.
Oh, okay.
And I know the perfect card, if anybody has it, that they'll play.
I don't think I have it.
I don't either.
I don't know what I have this one. Wrong.
Auschwitz, good to the last drop. Last drop. Jean-Claude Van Damme, good to the last drop. Or fetal alcohol syndrome, good to the last drop.
No. No.
Yes, that's the winner.
I knew that was going to win, and I knew it was Eric.
Damn you, Sarvo! I'm the card czar. In L.A. County Jail, word is that you can trade 200 cigarettes for blank.
Ooh.
I feel like we need to play match game here.
Shit.
I want to see for the worst things. I want this to be terrible.
Oh, I don't know.
I want the filthiest things coming out of my mouth from saying
just
whatever
so everybody's pick. Aware, Eric is 1 point away from winning this round if he gets it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do my best not to pick his card, but if it's a good one, I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on.
It's all in fun, not like the cutthroat world of Love on Craigslist.
Okay. For a possible win. In the LA County Jail, word is that you can trade 200 cigarettes for all this blood.
All of this blood.
The Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah.
Or Loose Lips.
A
marble
one.
Oh.
I'm partly in charge of sound effects.
I'm gonna go with Loose Lips.
Damon wins.
And that was not because I knew Damon was the last person to put in his card. So I knew his card was.
Oh,
this is awesome. Fine.
What brought the orgy to a grinding halt?
These are some awfully fast answers, guys.
I know.
Yeah, they are. We already have all three.
Okay. What brought the orgy to a grinding halt? A mime having a stroke? Whipping it out. pedophiles.
Oh!
That's hard.
That's the pedophiles one.
That's what he said. That's like, this is like, nothing says quite like either one of these, but I'm going to go with mime having a stroke.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean.
Okay. What are the five stages of grief? Denial, anger, bargaining, blank, and acceptance. Not so fast on this one.
Yeah.
Requires a lot of thought.
Okay. Again, the five stages of grief are denial, anger, bargaining, spectacular abs, and acceptance. Denial, anger, bargaining, panty raids, and acceptance. Denial, anger, bargaining, auto cannibalism, and acceptance.
Wow. Those are all pretty different.
Yeah. Is it cannibalizing cars? You start eating cars?
No, you eat yourself. And it goes to Jeff.
You didn't even know what it was.
I don't know. It had something to do with cannibalism, so I was like, yeah, this fits.
The CIA now interrogates enemy agents by repeatedly subjecting them to...
Oh, that's way too easily.
This should be interesting.
We'll use this one. I had no reason to use it before, but here.
The CIA now interrogates enemy agents by repeatedly subjecting them to Lady Gaga. By repeatedly subjecting them to incest.
Oh.
No.
I don't know.
Or repeatedly subjecting them to firing a rifle into the air while balls deep in a squealing hog. Wow.
That's specific.
That is. Specific.
It is very specific and disturbing. Therefore, it wins. And it goes to Jeff.
Tell us on a roll. Something I didn't know. I wasn't sure about some. All right, so quick score update. Eric is in the lead at 6. I'm right behind him at 5. And Gary and Damon are at 3.
Uh-huh.
All right. So what did you want to find in your Chinese food? That's what I said.
What don't you?
What do you not want to find in your Chinese food? This is going to be absolutely disgusting. I can guarantee it. Or make absolutely no sense.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the point.
All right, so we've got what don't you want to find in your Chinese food? You don't want to find the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Wow.
You don't want to find Ronald Reagan. You don't want to find erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
I can be a little bit camelistic, so erectile dysfunction.
I win.
Okay. I drink to forget blank. These have been really personal. It's all about me.
First Damon's a president.
Now I'm drinking to forget something. Ah, son of a bitch. You don't like me. I drink to forget an unhinged Ferris wheel rolling towards the sea. Quite dramatic. I drink to forget a magic hippie love cloud. I don't drink to forget that. And I drink to forget being fabulous.
All right, whoever played that card, that's not fair. You totally played on Damon's, like...
vanity, yes.
I'm just smart. Extreme so, vanity. Okay. Now Eric and I are now tied. So six. I could actually win this one.
Yes, you could.
Right now. Or Damon or I could come from behind.
True.
Not the first time that's happened. Okay. The votes are in, and the new high school mascot is...
Oh.
Can't hold this for too long, guys.
I can't hold it forever. Ah. Hold on. Shit.
Okay. All right. The new high school mascot is Harry Potter Erotica. Oh, Ron. Oh, Hermione. Oh, Ron.
Oh, Harry. Oh, Harry.
Or being a motherfucking sorcerer.
Token.
Congratulations, sir.
I've been named the winner, and I've been getting a pancakes on my face.
You are now a celebratory stack of pancake.
Go to IHOP, bitch.
So we've only been playing for what, like just a few minutes? How long we've been doing?
Yeah, not too long.
So why don't we? Oh, by the way, if you guys are playing the match game, who's Paul Lindy? This is not the match game, Robert. This is actually Cards Against Humanity. It's just a humanity hangout. Okay, I need to go back to the page just to see how this is actually showing up on the. Yeah, I'm a pancake face right now. So to get rid of this damn thing, let's play another round, shall we?
Sure thing.
Yeah. So we'll do 7 points again. Starting again. This time I'm the card czar. I don't know if it's just because I won last time or what.
Motherfucking sorcerer.
what helps Obama unwind besides his hidden pack of cigarettes?
Oh.
Oh. I'm not
unless,
in.
Unless you actually have a card that says hidden pack of cigarettes, I'd probably actually pick that one.
I did not make it in.
What's that, Eric?
It did not keep me in, so oh well.
Oh. Oh no!
It says you're here.
Yeah, you're still showing as part of the game.
Do you have cards?
My cards got minimized. Never mind, I'm an idiot.
Shit!
Itty bitty cards!
Itty bitty little cards. Alright, so what helps Obama unwind? Either American Gladiators, Stephen Hawking talking dirty,
ew,
or praying the gay way.
Dear Lord,
I'm gonna say American Gladiators.
Yes, haha, crap. In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that blank. Had really been blank all along. This is a pick two. And in M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that blank had really been blank all along. Dun, 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 dun. Whoa. Where did Eric go?
Nice, Eric.
I don't know.
Alrighty. In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that the Make-A-Wish Foundation has really been a middle-aged man on roller skates all along. In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that intimacy problems had really been a sausage festival all along.
Cute.
In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovered that Kim Jong-il has really been God all along.
Oh, that's terrible!
We'll go with intimacy problems.
Oh, Jeff gets a point.
Word.
Whoopi has the board.
I felt Pollard was the teensiest bit out of date. TSA guidelines not prohibit blank on airplanes. All right. Does the TSA prohibit the KKK on airplanes? Assless chaps on airplanes? Or dick fingers?
Dick fingers.
I'm going to have to say assless chaps.
Damn it.
I think they already prohibit them. Just saying.
Well, all chaps are assless anyway, so they could just be wearing jeans underneath and have the chaps over it. So
All right. In his newest and most difficult stunt, David Blaine, who is a magician, by the way, must escape from blank.
Oh.
One of us just blinked ourselves.
David Blaine must escape from a murder most foul. He must escape from firing a rifle into the air while balls deep in a squealing hog.
That poor hog.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Really. Or he must escape from leaving an awkward voicemail.
Oh.
I'm going to go with the squealing hog.
Ah. I didn't get this round. But you know what? Step one, blank. Step two, blank. Step three, profit. We're recycling again. All right, so we've got Lumberjack Fantasies. Step one, Lumberjack Fantasies. Step two, Pixelated Cocky.
Step three, Profit.
Step one, the great nutrient broth that sustains Mitt Romney.
Ew.
Step two, the economy. Step three, Profit. Step one, getting hilariously gang-banged by the Blue Man Group. Step two, graphic violence, adult language, and some sexual content. Step three, profit. You can profit off.
Woohoo! Go, Damon.
Damon's making profit.
Yes. And what's funny is that's the same card I won last time. Question is, what did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan?
This is interesting when you have more than one thing you might pick.
What did U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? Sunshine and rainbows. Aww.
Aww.
Pretty pretty princess dress-up board game. And Death by Steven Seagal.
Well, you know, in a country where all the princesses wear burqas, that's a very important game.
I know. I'm going to go with Death by Steven Seagal.
Totally inappropriate.
Totally inappropriate.
I think that's the point of the game.
Yeah.
And members of New York's social elite are paying thousands of dollars just to experience...
Oh.
And I apologize, guys. My dog is extra loud today.
It's all right.
All right. Are they paying thousands of dollars to making the penises kiss? To Lockjaw? Or to Scrotal Frostbite?
Wow.
You guys know me too well.
It's a brand new thing.
Well, I imagine that the filthy rich are already filthy perverts, so they're used to Scrotal Frostbite. Maybe. Tough one, guys. Okay. Scrotal Frostbite wins.
Yes.
Damon and Jeff are tied at 3 points each. And the card is blank, as in a question. There's an app for that. Ripping into a man's chest and pulling out his still beating heart? There's an app for that. Asians who aren't good at math? There's an app for that. Or nubile slave boys? There's an app for that. It's called Grindr. I'm going to have to say still beating heart.
Yay!
Ah. Eric gets the point.
I'm on the board.
All right. Here's another redo. My new favorite porn star is Joey Blank McGee.
Aww.
Let's see what filthy things we can come up with again. What's in the cards?
What's in the cards?
We have my new favorite porn star is Joey Stranger Danger McGee. Joey. Saliva McGee. I almost thought it was Salvia, but it's not. And my new favorite porn star is Joey Eugenics McGee. Is it Explode or something? I'm gonna go with eugenics.
Yes!
Wow!
Damon's in the lead.
And it is my turn to be the card czar, and I read blank. That's how I want to die. See, that would have been a good one for the squealing pig.
Balls deep in a hog, huh?
Yeah. Squeal like a pig.
Let's see how kinky Damon really is.
Oh. Golden showers. That's how I want to die.
Drowning in pee.
Pretending to care. That's how I want to die. Meh, I'm dead. Whatever. Being rich. That's how I want to die. So much money.
Scrooge McDuckett. Break your neck diving into a pile full of coins.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if this works. Puts on a swimsuit.
Yeah.
Or goes naked even. Because it's your own private vault.
I'm going to go with golden showers.
Oh. Eric gets it.
Sounds like we learned something new about Damon. And we learned something new about Damon.
Oh, Lord. It's time to learn something new about me. What gives me uncontrollable gas? Is it historically black colleges?
Hey!
On the other end of the spectrum, German dungeon porn, or wow. A balanced breakfast. You guys know German dungeon porn is the scheiße.
Schwanz!
Nine!
I get to be the card czar. Oh, this is a good one.
What is
Batman? All right, guys, what is Batman's guilty pleasure?
Nipples on his costumes. We all know that.
Talking like this.
All right.
I'm Batman.
What is Batman's guilty pleasure?
No, I'm Batman.
The milkman.
The milkman. Whipping it out. Batman's a pervert. Or the dance of the sugar plum fairy. I'm going to go with the one that I would really want to be true. Whipping it out.
I really wanted to do Batman.
Why don't I have a?
What's Batman's guilty pleasure?
Batman.
Whip it out.
Anyways, Michael Bay's new 3-hour action epic pits blank against blank.
Oh, that just sounds perfect.
Mine, unfortunately, is probably true.
I don't know, he's doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Really?
Mike Bay's new 3-hour action pick pits the Kool-Aid Man against the Vikings. Or Vikings.
Oh, yeah!
Not Vikings, not the Minnesota Vikings.
Correct.
Michael Bay's new 3-hour action epic pits the terrorists against spontaneous human combustion.
Explosions!
I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Isn't that the same thing?
Isn't that every movie of his?
Well, no, I meant, aren't terrorists spontaneously human combusting?
No, they're timed. They're planned human combusting. It's a little different.
It doesn't just happen.
True.
They blow up two blocks away from the White House.
Yeah.
Michael Bay's new 3-hour action epic pits. Kamikaze pilots versus geese.
Honk.
This is a kind of a tricky one.
Honk.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with kamikaze pilots and geese.
Yes!
I was going to say, are you going to go with the realistic or the crazy?
All right.
Jeff and Damon are both tied with 5 points each.
Wow.
Eric has 2, Gary has 1. All righty. Next time on Dr. Phil, how to talk to your child about blank. Next time on Dr. Phil, how to talk to your child about blank.
You know, whenever you have those cards, which is a perfectly reasonable answer to the question. There's no humor or anything to it. And then, of course, you pick a completely different one, which is just funny. And not a perfectly reasonable answer to the question.
Next time on Dr. Phil, how to talk to your child about deflowering the princess. Next time on Dr. Phil, how to talk to your child about the inevitable heat death of the universe.
Mommy.
Mommy. Next time on Dr. Phil, how to talk to your child about an erection that lasts longer than 4 hours.
Wow.
Put a word on it.
Awkward.
Yeah. An erection. Crap!
Jeff wins. The point. He's leading at 6. He's 1 point away from winning. Again.
By the way, before I forget, Ben would like to congratulate Whitney Houston on 1 year of cocaine addiction freeness.
Yes. Wow. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. That moment in time that caused this will definitely ensure that she continues. So.
Anyway. Well, I was tripping on acid, blank turned into blank.
We're putting thought into it this time.
Yeah.
That's never good.
It's that whole pick two cards thing.
All right. When I was tripping on acid, oncoming traffic turned into same-sex ice dancing. While I was tripping on acid, the token minority turned into Batman. And when I was on acid, being fabulous turned into a mime having a stroke.
Nice.
Yes! Ha ha!
Damon got the point. He and Jeff are tied at 6 each.
Either of us could win.
And the card says, I'm sorry, Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of... I think we've already played the squealing pig this round, so we know that one's not an option.
But we may still get anal beads.
And we have already played Batman. So there is one elusive card I have not seen yet. All right. I'm sorry, Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of some really fucked up shit. Nice. Couldn't complete my homework because of syphilitic insanity.
Are you kidding
me? Not complete my homework because of scrubbing under the folds. As much as, yeah, that one is alluring, I have to give it to syphilitic insanity. Congratulations, Eric.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I can't win this round because it's my turn. What Yay. Did Vin Diesel eat for dinner again? It's the very next day. He decided he wanted to try something new. What did Vin Diesel
This almost sounds like a reality show episode.
All right. What did Vin Diesel eat for dinner? He ate Gandalf.
The party ate Gandalf.
Shall not pass.
He ate Jeff the fly.
Or he ate Princess Amidala.
Get out of here. We all picked characters or real people. That's too funny.
Yeah, you can't eat Natalie Portman. She's not GMO-free. Of course, the problem with eating Gandalf is he shall not pass.
Ew.
Vin Diesel is not a very kosher person, so I don't think it would be Jeff Goldblum.
What is this applying logic stuff?
I know.
Well, in some sense, I don't like any of the answers, so I'm trying to trying to find some sort of idea on it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because I need to pick one. We could go the gay pun Ralph and say Gandalf, but Ian McKellen actually is gay, so it kind of doesn't work. Although Vin Diesel isn't gay. I'm just going to say Natalie Portman. Congratulations, Damon.
Damon wins.
All right.
Congratulations.
Face of pancakes.
We've been at this for about an hour. Would you like to do another game?
I think I need to take a 2-minute break and let my dog out.
Okay.
Pancakes.
So I'll be right back.
Pancakes.
pancakes. That's what
pancakes,
we need.
Bacon pancakes.
How do we put a musical interlude in?
Oh, that would be awesome. Oh, I have something to share. If I can find it again.
If you can find it again?
Yeah. It's a matter of making sure I have. I think I have it. Ah, crap, I don't. Hold on. There's YouTube. YouTube.
So we're kind of
taking a short little break.
I wish I had some sort of interlude music here.
So have you guys seen this? And I still look like a freaking make pancakes. I guess it won't go away.
It will until it goes away.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, I knew that you were in trouble. Goat edition.
Yeah. This
no, I have not seen it. People have been posting about it, though.
Yes. It's. And since I have.
Oh, it's 25 seconds long?
Yeah, it's not long. I'm playing it for the people.
Hell.
What the hell have I come back to? Did David become Lady Gaga after you won?
No. Okay.
That is funny.
There's a link on in the chat, and I will also replay the video for those again at home so they can hear it one more time. One more time.
Okay, since we're not doing our regular episode, I am going to put the link into... Oh, how are we doing this, Jeff?
I'm sorry?
I just got told that we're adding YouTube as an app.
Sorry. Yeah, go back to Hangouts. You know, sometimes things just go crazy.
So, like, I was at rehearsal. We had rehearsal retreat this weekend, and I can't even remember who posted it on Facebook, but a friend of mine posted it, that video on Facebook, and I happened to click it accidentally. And I was like, oh crap. And I started watching it, and all of a sudden that the sound, and everybody bust out laughing, and we played it like 20 times. And it's every time it's come on, follow me, Pancakes. There you go.
Okay. And for some reason I can't start a new game.
Oh well.
I can.
Okay. So why don't you go ahead and start the new game? There we go.
Yay. Oh,
and I'm the card czar.
Go Gary.
All right. MTV's new reality show features 8 washed up celebrities living with this should be interesting.
We were way too thoughtful. This is not good.
Yeah. 8 washed up celebrities living with a middle-aged man on roller skates. Nubile slave boys.
Why do I always get that card?
Or washed up celebrities living in a trash can. I wouldn't watch any of these shows.
That's why they're on MTV.
Exactly. Music television, mind you.
So which is the one I want to watch least? That's really the answer. Nubile Slave Boys.
You want to watch that the least?
Least. Don't. I wouldn't watch any 3 of the shows, and that one's the one I would definitely not watch, no matter what.
So that's the one that's on MTV. Yeah.
Tell me, what does Dick Cheney prefer? Simple question. What does Dick Cheney prefer?
Simple questions require simple answers.
Yes.
And very quick answers.
Does Dick Cheney prefer Dick Cheney?
I think there's some narcissism there.
Does Dick Cheney prefer Michelle Obama's arms? Or does Dick Cheney prefer... Actually, I think this might be his daughter, but dental dams.
Oh, womp womp.
I don't think Dick wants anything to happen to his daughter, so I'm going to say dental dams.
Go, Eric. Okay. Rumor has it that Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is blank, stuffed with blank. Let's turn down my music sounds here. Ooh, they're coming along fast.
I don't know why I keep moving. I'm on camera.
You can move.
Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is... Ah, shit, let go. There we go. Is... space muffins stuffed with menstruation. Ew. Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is landmines stuffed with poor people. And Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is the Chinese gymnastics team stuffed with bees.
Not just bees, but bees?
Bees? Question.
Mr. Mark.
Oh, this is hard.
That's what he said. So.
Chinese gymnastics team stuffed with bees. Bees? Maybe.
Jeff wins the point.
That's what I got.
Step one, blank. Step two, blank. Step three, profit.
Oh, I think I got this one.
Oh, you do you?
Maybe not, but, yeah.
Oh, now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
Ah, damn it.
By the way, Tricky Nut Owen says, some match game music while waiting would be funny. I'm sorry we do not have some match game music on hand. Sorry.
Bum, ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, bum.
Okay.
I don't think that was very right, but good try.
Step one, an unhinged Ferris wheel rolling towards the sea. Step two, a super soaker full of cat pee. Step three, profit. Step three, or step one, a passionate Latino lover. Step two, pixelated bukkake. Step three, profit. Well, we know it will be a chick.
Ed,
step one, black people. Step two, medieval times dinner tournament. Three profit.
In other words, wrong. Win.
Woo! I win. Totally inappropriate.
Totally inappropriate.
You got your first point of this game.
What do old people smell like?
Ew. Oh, I don't have the one I wanted. That would have been awesome.
Well, the old people I know smell like that.
Horrible cards.
It's hard to describe the smell of old people. Really? It's like there really isn't anything it's supposed to smell like.
But oh, man. What do old people smell like? Tripping balls.
More like tripping on their own balls.
Ba-dum-bum. Oh.
What do old people smell like? Two midgets shitting into a bucket.
Ew.
What do old people smell like? Glory holes.
No,
glory holes never smell like
Don't ruin that fantasy for me.
Consider it ruined, David. Aaron wins with glory holes.
No. Ew.
Moving on.
Well, it's funny because it's true. A lot of them smell like old cum.
Yeah, true. Old cum, well, no.
What is Batman's guilty pleasure? We're back to this again.
Yeah.
And Batman's guilty pleasure is swiftly achieving orgasm. Apparently, he doesn't have much time for masturbation. Batman's guilty pleasure is the thing that electrocutes your abs.
Pain. Anyway. I am Batman. Batman.
Batman. Anyways, is Batman's guilty pleasure is police brutality. Well, he kind of does that all the time. So I suppose that actually is his guilty pleasure.
No fair. Eric wins with the truth.
No, that's not the point of the game. You're not supposed to pick the good one. You're supposed to pick the bloody one.
My country, tis of thee, sweet land of blank.
I actually had a good answer for this.
I am so looking forward to the crap that the shit load that's going to come from this one.
And you know they have to be sug, right?
Yes. Damn it. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of Justin Bieber.
Oh, Canada.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of waterboarding. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Rude. Do not tell jokes when I'm drinking.
And shit. My country, 'tis of the sweet land of leprosy.
It actually rhymes.
That rhymes.
And there goes my arm.
Oh, man.
These are all really good.
But Damon, there can only be one.
There could only be one.
You're going to have to do one of those things where you got to kind of do some logic.
Yeah.
Well, or non-logic.
Yeah, non-logic. Justin Bieber's Canadian. But it doesn't say American.
They have a country too.
Yeah,
they
are a
country. And then there's waterboarding, which is just hilarious. And
waterboarding, totally hilarious. Put a cloth over somebody's mouth and pour a bucket of water over their face.
Like I said, blah, 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 blah. And leprosy actually rhymes.
Here's the merits of all of these. Justin Bieber would be awesome because it's not appropriate because he's a Canadian. Waterboarding, not appropriate because,
does he fall,
well, waterboarding's not such a nice thing. And it's true.
Right.
Leprosy, because it's funny and it rhymes.
And
he's a music nerd and it's got meters.
It goes to Eric. Eric cheated.
My plans for world domination begins with, I wasn't maniacal enough, damn it.
Me.
You gotta start talking like the brain.
My plans for world domination
begins with my plans for world domination begins with taking off your shirt. That's quite a pickup line.
That type of domination.
Yeah, really.
See, this is the start of Chess's plan.
Yes.
My plans for world domination begin with a time travel paradox.
That wouldn't actually dominate the world. That might end it.
Or my plans for world domination begin with Oompa Loompas.
Oh. Oompa Loompas!
Woohoo!
Yeah. I haven't gotten a point yet. Damn. Tally so far.
We got
Eric with four, mm-hmm. Gary and Jeff with two, and Damon with the big fat nothing.
It's okay. You still have a chance now, Damon. All right. Studies show that lab rats navigate mazes 50% faster after being exposed to this. All right, studies show that lab rats navigate mazes 50% faster after being exposed to a homoerotic volleyball montage. concealing a boner. Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
And 50% faster after being exposed to the forbidden fruit. That didn't work for Adam and Eve, anyways. I'm going to go with the most illogical of them all, a homoerotic volleyball montage.
Montage!
Eric's winning again.
During
but
sex,
I don't know what about yet.
So guys, during sex, I like to think about blank. There is one really good one.
And it's not what I choose.
Somebody's going to pick.
Yeah, I don't have it either. If it's what I'm thinking of.
Right. During sex, I like to think about laying an egg.
Ew.
During sex, I like to think about loose lips.
Ew. Sloppy.
And last but not least, during sex, I like to think about pretending to care.
Well, we know that's not true.
Aha!
David gets him in knows me by going for the truth.
Pretending to care, yes. Alrighty.
I finally got a point.
What would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? What would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? The word part is I see them all before I show them to you, but good God. Okay. What would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? Teenage pregnancy. What would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? Grandpa's ashes. And what would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? A big black dick. That one's just like right off the bat makes you laugh.
And it's probably the most truthful.
Yeah, maybe. Grandpa's ashes might be, well, yeah, disturbing and charming, but yeah. Big black dick. Yes.
And it has nothing to do with the fact that it was Damon's turn.
No, nothing at all.
That's right. I killed Blaine. How, you ask? Blank.
Oh.
All right.
I'm not so confident on this one.
They're all very, very even, I'd say.
Ah.
Yeah. We'll start from the end. Okay. That's right. I killed Judge Judy. How, you ask? The shambling corpse of Larry King.
Ooh.
That's right. I killed the Care Bear stare. How, you ask? By actually taking candy from a baby. Or, that's right. I killed Shaquille O'Neal's acting career. How, you ask? Scientology.
How'd you kill Shaquille O'Neal's acting career? You actually watched a movie.
Ooh.
One word. Steal.
Yeah. You know, I gotta go with this, because Scientology's been everywhere lately.
Yep. Yeah. I got a point. Ooh, and I'm the card czar. All right, gentlemen. What is the next Happy Meal toy? Choose carefully.
If it's a dog with bronchitis, I've already got it.
Okay.
Oh, damn it, I didn't see that card. Crap.
It's too late. All right, what's the next Happy Meal toy? A big hoopla about nothing. Or...
That's every Happy Meal toy.
Balls.
Balls.
We're just going to give everybody balls. Or what's the next Happy Meal toy? A sad, fat dragon with no friends.
That's like the actual commercial.
I'm going to have to go with the dragon, unfortunately.
And Eric is now... Eric is now 1 point away. Gary has 4. Jeff has 2. Damon has 1.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Sad panda. Anyways.
Sad.
When it was tripping on acid, blank turned into blank. When I was tripping on acid, Loki, the trickster god, turned into passive-aggressive post-it notes.
Nice.
When I was tripping on acid, Axe body spray turned into the Rapture. Really? You think Unilever is that great of a company? Anyway. When I was tripping on acid, overpowering your father... turned into insatiable bloodlust.
Sounds kinky.
I like the list looking in the post-it notes. I'm sorry, Gary, you have not won at all. I won one game. David won one game.
And now Eric has won one. And he has pancakes for faces.
Yeah. So
some might say I always have pancakes for faces.
All right. Hour and a half. Would you like to play another, or should we call it for the evening?
I don't know. Do we want to give Gary a chance to win?
I mean, in some sense, it would be, a good thing. There's 4 of us, and we each win a game. It's a nice, fair thing. Or we could be completely and utter dicks and be like, ha ha, loser! And run away. And
lose. Sorry, Eric's having fun with his stack of pancake face.
Fun with his pancake face.
Too bad they're not baking pancakes.
All right, well, that said, why don't we take a quick potty break and then play the 4th round?
Ah!
Okay.
And I have some music, possibly. Yay. As requested earlier. Let's see if this works. I love having an old computer processor. As it thinks.
It's following. There we go.
It's a CLL Cub dance. Don't forget to pop over to the Bear Underground Marketplace, where you can get everything from a Bear Underground embroidered beanie to a Bear Underground embroidered pod jockstrap, both in white and black. This means I'll also get it. Grab a soda again. All right.
Do you guys like that?
Yep. Yeah. I love the match game. You can watch, like, go to YouTube and you can watch some pieces of match games. Nice. All right. Final round. This will either determine the winner or make a 4-way tie.
You said 4-way.
Not for the first time.
All right.
Uh-oh, where's Damon?
Damon? Well, we'll just wait. Thank you. And he has returned. Okay.
Dotto and out, man.
Sorry. The International Tribunal has found Blank guilty of Blank.
There we go. Gaddy is the card czar.
No, I am the card czar.
No, I'm the card czar.
Oh, my card's minimized.
I love how Jeff read it aloud. I was like, oh, all right. Fine. Go ahead and read it. See if I care.
Okay, here we go. I didn't minimize my cards.
I don't know. I did that to mine, too.
Mine as well.
An international tribunal has found the blood of Christ guilty of flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, wow.
It was a terrible infection.
An international tribunal has found Hulk Hogan guilty of fingering.
I don't remember him fingering in that video, did he?
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw that video. I don't remember him fingering.
But whatever.
Yeah. An international tribunal has found Nickelback guilty of pulling out.
Wow. Oh, wait a minute. I gotta do my gay gas lessons.
Just the dip.
All right. I'm giving it to Nickelback. Damon gets
it. It caused the gay gasp. All right. Now I'm the car's art. It is official. All right. Study showed that the lab rats navigate mazes 50% faster after being exposed to bank. Blank. I can't speak. And I'm not even, I don't have any alcohol in my apartment today, so I'm not drunk at all.
Oh. No alcohol for Jeffy.
So studies show that lab rats navigate mazes 50% faster after being exposed to a super soaker full of cat pee.
Ew.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. And Vigilante Justice. I'm going to go with Bill Nye.
Woohoo! Yay! I got a point.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Alrighty, I am the card czar now. What's my secret power?
Oh.
Being fabulous automatically loses.
So don't go logical. Yeah. I guess for Damon.
Being fabulous will, because I already have that power, and you already know that. That's not a secret.
Yeah. That is secret power.
My secret fabulous. Power is.
Fabulous!
And...
Eric! Oh.
I'm glad I didn't see that. My secret power is a bop it. Getting hilariously gangbanged by the Blue Man Group and Roadhead.
I think it's the Blue Man Group because you're very musical.
Yeah. I ain't getting gangbanged by nobody.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Bop it.
Twist it. Flip it. Flap it. Pop it.
And by the way, Gary, I know you're in the lead right now with two. We're not absolutely trying to let you win.
No, oh, I know. I was paying
currently
attention.
Winning. By the way.
So, guys, what did I bring back from Mexico? Please don't say leprosy.
Damn it. I don't have any STDs listed.
Oh, no. Oh, that would have worked, too.
Okay. Did I bring back Stockholm Syndrome? elderly Japanese man or a clandestine butt scratch from Mexico? Some would say with my love of Mexican food, I already have Stockholm Syndrome with Mexico.
Wow. And I totally lucked out and won. All right, gentlemen. Why can't I sleep at night?
Oh.
This should be good. Three quick answers. Okay. Why can't I sleep at night? A 55-gallon drum of lube. It was the best gift ever.
Lasted like a week.
And connected to that, why can't I sleep? Sexual tension.
Oh.
Hence all the lube. Why can't I sleep at night? Guys who don't call.
Amen to that noise.
They're all kind of related. Guys who don't call give me sexual tension, hence the 55-gallon. All right. I have to give it to the lube.
Woohoo!
Damon, you know me too well.
Yeah.
All right. In his newest and most difficult stunt, David Blaine must escape from... Blaine. Oh, that's quick. In his newest, most difficult stunt, David Blaine must escape from the Virginia Tech Massacre.
Oh.
Mr. Clean, right behind you! And... another goddamn vampire movie.
Oh. Sorry, David Blaine. That's inescapable. Good luck with that.
Yeah, that's true.
I am on a roll.
Goddamn. Oh, I had this question. I literally had this question.
Back next to time you again, on, Damon.
Next time on Dr. Phil, how to talk to your child about blank. I love how Eric little like okay. People are thinking. How to talk to your child about firing a rifle into the air while balls deep in a squealing hog. Deja vu all over again.
Enough about your sex life.
Yeah. Hey, how to talk to your child about the profoundly handicapped? I could actually see that episode. And how to talk to your child about Michael Jackson? Ooh,
Michael Jackson. Well, he was a pedophile.
Yeah, I know Michael Jackson.
But he was a great singer.
But he's already dead.
Yeah.
So it's not as funny, I suppose.
I give it to the one that might actually work.
The profoundly handicapped.
Wins according to the truth.
All right. Instead of coal, Sentinel gives bad children blank.
Oh.
Now, is this like metaphorical bad children? Like, you so bad.
You so bad. You so crazy.
Okay. Instead of Cole, Sentinel gives the bad children a gentle caress of the inner thigh. I didn't know he was Catholic.
Oh. Well, Saint Nicholas. He is a saint.
Instead of Cole, Sentinel gives the bad children leprosy. What is this, Holland? Oh, or instead of Cole, Sentinel gives the bad children fetal alcohol syndrome.
Oh.
Well, he is Catholic, you're right.
Woo-hoo! Damon gets a point. Oh, speaking of... All right, and gentlemen, in Michael Jackson's final moments, he thought about this. Wow, there's some serious...
thinking.
Serious silence of thought going on.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man. Okay. In Michael Jackson's final moments, he thought about praying the gay away. In his final moments, he thought about me time. And in Michael Jackson's final moments, he thought about clenched butt cheeks. And I'm going to have to give it to the butt cheeks. Jeff gets on the board with a point.
Yay, got one. Yay. But now to give one of you guys one. Which one would it be? Only two things in life are certain. Death and, like, somebody has chocolate. I'll be shocked.
I don't think chocolate's an actual card.
Probably not.
There are only two things in life that are certain. Death and Batman.
Nice.
There are only two things in life that are certain. Death and a lifetime of sadness.
Somebody's emo.
Sounds like a trailer for a movie.
There are only two things in life. Death and being a dick to children.
Oh, Batman came up twice.
And Bazinga.
You got a little 8-year-old boy, you lost your parents. Let me put you in a costume and throw you at criminals.
Go. Okay. So obviously Batman can't die. So Batman.
Batman. Batman. Alrighty, I'm the card czar. And the socialist governments of Scandinavia have declared that access to blank is a basic human right. Ooh, I'm looking forward to the answer to this one.
Bah! Ooh.
The socialist governments of Scandinavia have declared that access to blank is a basic human right. The socialist governments of Scandinavia have declared that access to Count Chocula is a basic human right.
Nice.
So the socialist governments of Scandinavia have declared that access to homeless people is a basic human right. And the socialist governments of Scandinavia have declared that access to $5 footlongs is a basic human right. And $5 footlongs.
Woohoo! Jared would be so proud of the honor.
In a pinch, blank can be a suitable substitute for blank.
Oh.
Giving the dead eye masturbation stare.
What in the hell is that?
The giant masturbation there. I gotta do this.
Man.
I don't have really any great cards for this one.
The Jedi masturbation stare. How does that work? I don't get that.
Masturbate.
I mean, does he stare like that? Well, he's fast. Oh, to the Force. Okay, got it.
These are all horrible. Sorry. Yes, I am going to be the last one.
It's like finding that combination.
Yeah.
Well, I'm reading yours first now, since I know you're last.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. It's just. Word. Let's get rid of some cards.
Yours is actually probably true, David.
Oh, no.
Burwells can be a suitable substitute for Fancy Feast.
Truth.
Okay, poor kitty. Then you two are on some weird tier. Okay. In a pinch,
the Jews can be a suitable substitute for the violation of our most basic human rights.
Wow.
Racist. Or, in a pinch, Jewish fraternities can be a suitable substitute for friends with benefits.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Jeff gets the point.
That was kind of awkward.
All right. Oh. Gentlemen, we're back to this again. What do old people smell like?
What do old people smell like?
Oh. Okay, what do old people smell like? Hot cheese. I could go for some nachos. Hi, Grandma. What do old people smell like? Dead parents.
Oh,
they're living parents.
Wow. And last but not least, what do old people smell like? Horse meat.
Oh,
that is funny.
They need a suitable replacement at Burger King.
Ah,
And for the strangeness and inappropriate weirdness of it all, it goes to horse meat. Eric gets the point for the weirdo answer.
Yeah, how do I always win the strange but inappropriate?
Because you're strange and inappropriate? I don't know.
All right.
Blank plus blank equals blank. Give me an equation. I give you variables and give me the answers. Blank plus blank equals blank. Do 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 do.
Okay.
Do 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 do. All right.
That's Richard Parker.
All right. We got space muffins plus boobs equals daddy issues.
Pictures of boobs.
Pictures of boobs equals daddy issues.
Hmm. I thought it equals strippers.
With daddy issues.
Vikings plus penis envy equals overpowering your father.
Probably true.
And last but not least, spontaneous human combustion plus doing the right thing equals my sex life. yeah.
Strange.
I am scared for your sex life.
Should have known it was Eric.
All right. Birds, daddy, and birds.
The question is, what's that smell? What is that smell?
I made myself laugh.
What's that smell? Republicans. What's that smell? Saliva. What's that smell? A passionate Latino lover.
Oh,
wow.
Would you like the burrito with queso? I'm sorry, that was truly inappropriate.
Jorge, we have to stop meeting like this. I want salsa every time. I got the point for Republicans.
Yes.
Everybody, down on the ground. We don't want anyone. We don't want to hurt anyone. We're just here for.
Blank.
Let's do this one. I had this one hanging around for a while.
Okay. We're just here for a soulful rendition of Old Man River.
River, that old man.
That's Damon right all over it.
Got it.
Nope.
Okay.
That wasn't Damon who submitted it.
We're just here for the hustle. Do the hustle.
Yeah, we're gay.
If there was any question, or we're just here for Kanye.
No one's here for Kanye.
Could be Taylor Swift.
Wait. I'll let you finish. But this is the best break-in ever.
Woohoo! Damon gets a point with the hustle. All right, gentlemen. In 1,000 years, when paper money is but a distant memory, blank will be our currency.
I think it's my only thing.
These are so weird. All right. In 1,000 years, when paper money is but a distant memory, a home video of Oprah sobbing into a lean cuisine will be our currency. In 1,000 years, when paper money is but a distant memory, my machete will be our currency. And finally, in 1,000 years, when paper money is but a distant memory, Domino's Oreo dessert pizza will be our currency. Nice. Stranger things have happened. It goes to the dessert pizza. Eric gets a point.
All right. By the way, Gary is 1 point away from winning. Eric is right behind him with 5, Damon with 4, and I'm in dead last place at 2. So tell me, step 1, blank. Step 2, blank. Step 3, profit. Second time I've gotten this one, I think.
Second time I've gotten it.
Step 1.
Oh, that should have done the set. Crap. Sorry. I just missed
it. Too late, David.
Yes. It would have worked perfectly if I had done it.
Step 1. The terrace. Step 2. Scientology. Step 3. Profit.
Step 1. Incest. Step 2. Being rich. Step 3. Profit. That makes absolutely no sense.
They work for the kings and queens of old England.
Point. Step 1. Natural male enhancement. Step 2. Morgan Freeman's voice. Step 3. Profit. I gotta go with the natural male enhancement.
Yay!
Oh, thank you all so much. Nom 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 nom.
And Gary gets pancake, and that's it for the show.
Yeah.
Congratulations. The one I had was everybody.
Active listening plus Scientology equals profit.
There you go. You still would not have won.
I know, but hey, it would have made sense. It would have been realistic.
So that's Hangouts Against Humanity. There was no, we didn't try to do anything. We just kind of each ended up getting one, okay? So, yeah. So, me got the first game, David got the second, Eric got the third, and now Gary's been pancaked.
Pancake.
Not to be confused with bukkake.
There was one card that we didn't see.
Which one are you thinking of?
Smegma.
Exactly.
Oh,
I have not
seen it. It's our favorite. It's like our coin, our favorite word here in Cubs Out Loud.
Yeah.
Smegma. Because Damon, whenever he thinks he can do it, will slip it into the introduction.
Exactly.
So. And smegma.
There you go.
Alrighty. Yeah, that's it. See you next week. And hopefully this might be a video episode during the feed. I don't know. We'll see about that.
Ooh.
All right. Bye-bye, folks.
Bye. 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 Bye.